control. I get high when I'm feeling my flow. My mind is focused and I'm ready to go, ready to go. Nine. I like losing control. I get high when I'm feeling my flow. My mind is focused and I'm ready to go, ready to go. Nine.
Yay! Everybody, welcome back to for us, this is technically the first episode, but to y'all, this is episode two.
Yes, this is the first episode with some meat and kink into it this season.
All right, last season it was just kind of a, you know, building the foundation, getting y'all familiar with the terms, you know, had a few familiar faces that we know come on and talk, and go ahead.
Speaking of familiar faces, I went to a class the other day, a kink class, and Master Erraticus, who was teaching the class, was talking about Master Malik, and I went, I haven't met him, but I know him, but I do.
I'm gonna have to I'll have to link you for sure.
Yes. I know we've been trying to get out like all interconnected and all of that, but it just hasn't happened yet. But I was just like, Master Erraticus pulled out a quote from him, that great quote. Now I can't remember the exact wording, so paraphrased here, but basically the purer your intentions of the scene, the more intense and rememberable it's gonna be.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it sounds like something Master Malik would say.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was just really good. And I was just like, I knew him. I was sitting in the back of the class and I was like, I know him. And they just like looked at me. I was like, sorry, I got excited. They just laughed.
I told him he should be on the show one day. And he was like, he said he would like that. So I'll definitely have to have him on one day.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So
that'll be super exciting.
More people to come, everybody.
Sorry. I just got really excited about that when you said it. I was just like, oh, like, you should have seen my face. I was all shocked.
Oh, man. Well, let's not be rude. We are your hosts. I'm Edwin.
I'm Coco.
And welcome back to Dark Side Adventures, episode two.
Season two.
Season two, episode two.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like it's been a while, but it hasn't really been a while. I mean, we recorded the first episode like 2 weeks ago, something like that. Kind of the last time we were supposed to record was kind of my fault, of course, being timing. I enjoy doing sports, play basketball. So when the guys get together and they're like, hey, let's play. I'm like, what? We can run? I was like, all right, let's go. Yeah.
Yes. Let's go do it. I don't blame you. I definitely enjoyed sleeping. For those of you who didn't listen to the last episode, I am now working overnights, so I sleep during the day. So we are recording in the morning now, which is nice. So that's my nighttime, Edwin's morning, and so far it's working out.
Yeah, agreed. We're both, you know, for the most part, refreshed. I'm sure Coco might be a little bit tired, but, you know, maybe this is her second wind, you know.
Yeah, probably my third wind.
third wind,
it's fine.
I agree, it's definitely been nice. It's a change for sure, but hopefully a good change, and we're liking it so far. So anyway, what's new with you? We kind of got a little
I know we're kind of all out of order. Not a whole crazy ton. I've been attending classes. I just had the class this week was on it's called Woo.
Oh.
And it was interesting. It's kind of like a spiritual, emotional connection. And it was interesting. Master Erraticus, who was teaching it, he's like, I've never done like a sit-down class lesson on Woo. It's all been an interactive, like, workshop kind of thing rather than a class. So he's like, so this is my first time doing it this way. We'll see how it goes. And it went really well. It was really kind of cool. I hadn't heard of it before. And even Master Erraticus was like, it's kind of hard to like tell you how to do it, because it's so individual. which I think is something that you and I are kind of finding. And when as we go along this way, is like, well, how do we tell people how to do it? How do we tell you how to get into things? It's so individual. You just kind of have to do it.
Yeah. Well, people are just kind of afraid. So,
yes. Yes. Beyond that, it is officially 99 days until I start hiking the Appalachian Trail.
Hey, under 100.
Under 100. I'm in double digits now. And it's like 94 days until I fly out to Georgia. Whew.
Coco's
getting there.
Coco's going to be out there hiking, sweating, stinking.
For the first little while, I'm sure I will freeze for a little bit. It's fine.
But take pictures of video.
I plan to. Oh, but. And then you guys all heard, I got a new computer. Finally, I am in a big kid world now. the screen is like ginormous. Ginormous. I can like pull up my hands together and the screen is like elbow to elbow. It's still larger than that. I don't know what to do with myself. But that's what's been going on with me. It's pretty exciting, right?
No, it definitely is. I mean, I was very happy whenever I got the text and the picture. Look at this.
Look. Oh my God.
I told her she's a big kid now. She's got a big kid computer. She can do production and everything on it.
Yes.
I keep joking Coco's YouTube, but you know, I get that face still.
It'll happen. It's on the list. I really do want it. And I am planning on, y'all might get a face reveal if you watch my YouTube, because I plan to video and vlog the entire trail. So y'all can see my face.
Oh, we're gonna do face reveals, a season two face reveals.
Oh, we could do a season two face reveal.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, like, I mean, my job is what it is. People like, no, it doesn't matter. Plus, you know, if people don't always see you do the deed. So as long as they think about it versus actually seeing it, it's two different things. So
exactly.
I like that idea.
yes. So maybe we'll do a good reveal.
Agreed. Nothing new really with me. Oh man. So I made a video about this, but I haven't actually like posted it. I lost and got hacked for $500 is the best way to describe it on crypto.
Oh.
Yeah. So that was like a punch in the gut, but it was like an accountability thing too. So I took accountability myself. Like, you know, I went to the wrong like crypto website, accidentally put in my wallet, and
ouch.
Yeah, that hurt. But lesson learned. So that's how I know at least I'm getting better. I'm not as mad as I was. Let me see.
Baby steps.
No, definitely. it's been nice getting off at like 2 o'clock. I was like, what? The first week I was enjoying it, and the second week I kind of got back to work. So, it's nice. All right, that my birthday is next week, Wednesday or Thursday.
It's also almost Christmas and my birthday.
I know. Me and Coco have to do like a double celebration. We'll have to do like a birthday sode.
Yes.
We didn't get to do that last year.
We didn't. We started after.
Yeah, this would be a first. So
exciting.
Very exciting.
Okay. I may already have your birthday and Christmas gift in the works. So you're gonna love it, okay? And it's not even girly and frilly. I'll ruin part of it. I'm getting you a new planner.
Yes. I'll take that.
But the rest of it, you get to, maybe we'll make you unbox it on the podcast.
Oh, I'd be so in. Yeah, when we do the video. Well, I don't know. That means the face reveal would have to be soon, so I could actually like unbox it, like show it. Unless I just like took photos or something and put it on Twitter. Which we're on Twitter, guys. Just
woohoo, we're on Twitter. Yeah. That is something I am working on now that I have a computer.
Woo, Twitter stuff.
right. So that's kind of what's been going on. Some crazy fun stuff.
Agreed. So I guess we should just kind of dive in.
Yes, let's dive in. Do you want to tell our listeners what we are talking about today? I mean, they probably know by the title if they clicked on it, but they didn't, and they're just binge listening.
True. So tonight, we kind of touched on it last season a little bit, but we're going to actually go more in depth into, I feel like everybody's experienced this at some point in their life, even on accident, you know, yes. for good and for bad. But we're going to talk about impact play.
Woohoo!
Woo!
One of Coco's favorites.
And Coco had, you know, proposed a question. You know, what images pop into your mind when you think of impact play? Like, I guess like the far end is like, you know, a car crash or something, you know, like how they have like the test dummies. Like, that's, I don't, I mean, when you think about it, like, I guess maybe that doesn't come to mind everybody, but me at least, whenever I hear impact play, I'm like, yeah, test dummies. Like,
I don't even know what to say to that. That does not, definitely does not come to mind for me.
I'm just, no, I mean, the question was just kind of, it was there.
It's so true. It's, well,
my point to be made is it's not always sexual when you hear impact play.
This is true.
So, what about you? Like, what pops into your mind whenever you hear impact play?
So impact play to me, like, over the knee spankings pop up. Like a flogger and St. Andrew's Cross. I think of like role playing, like student teacher, disciplinary. Yeah. Like that's, those are the images that pop in my head.
Oh, the naughty schoolboy and the, yes, and the teacher.
Yes.
No, I mean, after getting into like the kid community and seeing like what impact play is, like, I agree with those things. Like, that's what I usually think about. Or, you know, usually like the paddle, or, you know,
yes,
a couple of slaps at the open hand, you know.
But, yeah.
It sounds so bad, but trust me, it's so good.
so good. Very, very good.
So thanks to, you know, lovely Wikipedia. I mean, I would technically call it a source at this point. So many resources. It's like its own blockchain. Anyway, they define impact play as a human sexual practice in which one person is struck, usually repeatedly, by another person for gratification of either or both parties, which may or may not be sexual in nature. So, you know, we're kind of proving the point right now, where you were like, you know, you were thinking of like, you know, the naughty school teacher and, you know, getting smacked, then, you know, me with the test dummy. So that's, yeah, see, it's yes, a little bit different. So
definitely different. Well, no, even for me, like, even if I do an impact scene on a St. Andrew's Cross or on a spanking match or anything like that, it doesn't have to be sexual for me. It's not mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. Impact and sexuality, like, yeah, I find it hot, but I also play with partners that I don't have a sexual interest in, and for that it is strictly an impact scene.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, that kind of goes into the next part here. So why, like, why
do we impact?
Yeah, why is it appealing? Why do we even do it?
Yes. Well, I mentioned one earlier. A lot of people really like the role play fantasy of it. So maybe it's not a heavy impact scene, but some light impact scene as foreplay or as a role play. A lot of people like it. I also really like it as like a cathartic release.
Mm-hmm.
I love tears when it comes to impact. Like, please break me down to that point so I can finally release it. Cause a lot of times I hold on to a lot of things that just weigh me down. And it's super cathartic for me to have an impact scene and be able to release it.
I mean, even for, you know, tops, you know, it's its own release. You know, we kind of covered, you know, top space a little bit. Well, whenever I do impact, it's almost like I get into the concentration of like going to the gym, sort of, where it's like, you know, it's all about you know, motion, and it's all about what's the word I'm looking for here?
The fluidity. It's all about
fluidity and technique, you know, yes, just making sure you're doing it right. But in that, you know, in that space too, it's almost like, you know, you're working your muscles. It's a transfer of energy is what it is. So, you know, that's why whenever you get done with a scene, sometimes as a top, like, you're like, golly, like, you know, my back is sore, my arm is sore, my leg is sore, you know, it's because you're, you know, using all these things and transferring that energy. But that's what impact feels like normally to me.
Definitely. There's definitely an energy connection. There's a dame out here, Mistress M, that she loves impact, but she's like, the reason I love it is because of the energy flow between us, the top and the bottom. It's because of that constant flow. And she's like, I especially play into it and I make it a mind fuck, but it, that constant ebb and flow of an impact scene is what she really loves. She's like, yeah, I can throw a flogger or a whip all night, but I like that energy flow.
Mm-hmm. And you know, sometimes it's not even just like, you know, hard touches. Sometimes it just can be just sensual touches.
Absolutely.
You know, skin to skin contact is you know, the more and more I do it, is it's just weird. Like, not weird in a bad way, but weird in a good way. Like, I never experienced this before. Like, now I can get nudists a little bit. So but yeah, like it's amazing. But more specifically, why I do it is, you know, discipline, punishment. There's punishment. Yeah. We had a little episode on punishment, didn't we?
We
yeah.
sure did.
Humiliation, the release, as Coco mm-hmm. talking about, as well as, you know, any type of trauma you're trying to get over. You know, we call it trauma rehab. So
also, it's just fun.
Yeah, it's just fun.
It's just fun. So but those are some good reasons. Like, if you enjoy it, go for it. If you don't enjoy it, it could be a good punishment, depending on a dynamic.
It's true.
So yeah, there's lots of good reasons why. And we've just kind of touched on a few of them. But there's also, I was going to try to make a smooth transition, and it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's different types of impact play as well. Edwin was talking about, it doesn't always have to be pain. It can be soft and sensual. I know people who use like feather boas and rabbit fur to make it more of a sensual sensation rather than a painful sensation. But yeah, there's different types. You can do like spanking, you can do slapping, punching, caning, crops, whips, flogging. You can use all sorts of different things.
Mm-hmm. I've seen people it was actually the other week at the dungeon. I guess this was kind of a shout out, so shout out to Twisted Cupcake. he had a sledgehammer. And
yes,
that was the first time I've seen. I mean, it wasn't like he was swinging the sledgehammer, just to be clear. Like, it was more of a, like, the tap of the sledgehammer.
Yes.
So yeah.
Well, I very much enjoyed rebar, big old stick of rebar wrapped in some duct tape, so I don't get metal slivers on my bottom or anywhere else. And super thuddy. It like resonates in your body. It's, I want to say, I know it's not, but it's like bone deep, and it just is like, it's intense there. I know a lot of people really like wooden spoons. This is, impact is one really big place where you can find pervertibles. You can go to different stores and you can find things that are a normal everyday item and use it for a kink. So true.
I didn't, as they always say, Home Depot makes the best kink store.
Yes.
I didn't believe it. And then, Yeah, it is.
Yes, it is. There's a, I'll have to find her name, but there's a gal on TikTok who makes paddles, but they're not just normal paddles. She makes them so they can hang up on the wall and look like a mushroom or a Christmas tree or a potion or like a cauldron bubbling or things like that. And you can turn it or you can take it, you can hang it up on the wall as art, and then you can take it off and use it as a paddle. Because that's what it is. And it's super cool to see because cool. I just think it's awesome.
Hey, now we'll have to, whatever you remember her name, we'll have to shout her out.
Heck yeah. I'll try to remember to put her name in, find her name and put her in the bio down below the description. So,
I guess how to do impact.
Slowly. Should we start with story time? Yeah, let's start with story time.
Let me think. I've had quite a few that went. Oh man. Okay, so I had like a mini scene with a in a hotel room with this chick named Foxy. Well, Foxy is a little bit crazy. So anyway, like, you know, I was, you know, using my hand, I was like, you know, like I would give her a couple good slaps on the bottom, right? But I would also alternate. So I'd go four on one side, four on the other, and I, you know, switch off the four. And then, you know, all of a sudden I would whiff it. Like I would just kind of like swing by
and make the sound and yeah, not make, strike.
Yeah. And also like you can feel the wind, but you can't really make a sound with your hand. So it's almost like you can feel it, but you don't know it's there. And then it's like, you know, then I just do like, you know, soft taps. And it was almost like, you know, it's cool how you can like make different combinations of things for impact play. But like I said, it doesn't always have to be heavy slaps, you know, just like the soft and even sensual, you know, in between. Definitely the mix up is nice because you want to be unpredictable.
Exactly. Well, and you can also even like in between, if you're keeping up a steady cadence of impact, you can also stop for a minute and you can rub the bottom or wherever you're impacting, the breast, the back, the thighs, wherever you can softly stroke it. And the, as a bottom's perspective, like receiving this, like the contrast between the whichever implement you're using, the strikes of that implement. Mm-hmm. So the, like, whether it be thuddy or stingy, but like the ouch of the instrument compared to a soft, tender stroke on it, or it can still cause some like, oh, that's kind of tender. But at the same time, it's soothing and it pulls your mind out of, to an extent, out of the expectation of, oh, the next touch is going to be painful and stingy or thuddy or whatever instrument you're using. And so then when you start back up with the impact, it kind of takes a minute for you to work back into the mindset of, oh, this is what we're doing. And it kind of keeps you, because for me, when it's straight impact and there's none of that softness in between, I can find a mindset of this release, but where, or this enjoyment or whichever that I kind of like dive into. But when I get those soft, tender strokes in between, it kind of pulls me back from that. And it keeps me sitting here and seated here in reality. And it is a really fun way to play. Because one, it keeps me from hitting subspace super quick. And two, it definitely keeps me grounded and attached to the scene and the emotions in the scene and the energy in it.
Keeping you in limbo.
Yes. Yes.
In limbo.
Yes. So for those of you who haven't done impact before, start slowly, whether you're the top or the bottom. Have them start slowly. Have them give you a good warm up. Get your bottom or wherever you're striking a nice pink skin color. Bring that blood to the surface before you really start going. You can, once there's a good layer of pink, a layer of red on the skin, then you can start adding some oomph behind it and putting some power behind it, but you still, I would say 99% of the time, you still don't want to go full throttle either. Most people can't take it. Most people don't want it. But as you're ramping up the intensity of the impact strikes, make sure you're checking in on your partner. Sure. They're both with their words and with how their body is reacting. If you're doing an impact scene where they are laying on a bed or like laying down and they are flailing to get away from you and they're not coming back into position for you to continue impacting, that's a sign right there that something is too much. Mm-hmm. Whether it be they thought they were in the mental gate, they were ready mentally to do this and they're not, whether they don't actually like the implement that you're using, whether it's too hard, whether it's too singy, whether it's too thuddy, whether they just don't like where it struck, mm-hmm. something needs to change about that if they are not coming back for more impact. Mm-hmm. So also, are they at all reacting to it?
Yep.
I mean, soft ones, that's a different story, but as you start getting some oomph or some sting or some big thud behind it, then are they reacting at all? Because if they aren't reacting, that's a sign that they've hit subspace, they've disassociated, that they're not entirely present in the scene, and you need to figure out why.
Agreed. And I mean, hopefully you had, negotiated a little bit, but
definitely.
Also, not everybody reacts the same to, the same type of toys. Like maybe you're using a paddle. They don't like paddles, hair brushes. Maybe people do no-nos, or maybe people don't do open hand, or, whatever it is. So I think that's part of it.
Absolutely. Well, and even definitely if you haven't tried the instrument before, if you haven't played with this partner before, if you are just in a different mindset, all of these things can really, really affect how a bottom is able to handle it, especially as a new bottom. Like, it is very intimidating as you're negotiating. And I know for a lot of subs that I've spoken to in the beginning, when they're negotiating an impact scene, they may have tried something once or twice with somebody else, and they want to try it again with whoever they're standing with tonight or whenever they're standing. And the new person that, the partner that they're standing with is like, oh, have you ever tried this? What about that? And as they're bringing up all of these new toys, I know a lot of bottoms who have gotten intimidated over all of the toys and all of the options. And they say yes to something they're kind of hesitant to. And whether they tell that you should always tell the top, I'm kind of hesitant about this one. I want to try it to see how I react, but I don't know if it's going to be a long-term thing. It may be one or two strikes and I might be done. It may be something we come back to another night. Mm-hmm. But it is like, I mean, you should definitely tell them, but I know a lot of subs, myself including when I started, that felt intimidated and like we had to use it. And then I may not have been in love with it. Mm-hmm. And I may have either struggled through it because I knew other toys were coming that I liked, and I could have just said, hey, yeah, I'm not feeling that toy. Can we do something else? Rather than just struggling through it and grit and bearing it to get to something better. Mm. So talk to your partners and don't be afraid to say, I don't know. I know you've said it before. Be like, I don't know.
Yeah, gotta do like a hashtag speak up.
Yes. Speak up. Say, I don't know. It's okay to admit it. It's okay to admit you don't know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't know something until you try it. But once you try it, you can definitely know if you don't like it. So I guess this kind of goes into, you kind of covered some of the safety in there. You did, of course, I'm at a loss for words right now.
Do you want me to jump in here? I'll keep going. I know Edwin and I are trying this thing this season of like actually having our research written down in front of us and like in an order of how we want to do it. I may have kind of jumped all over.
No, you're good. No, you covered a lot in it. Now we're just picking it apart. So I mean, of course the do's and the don'ts. Yes. As we always say, have a safe word. I mean, that's
definitely. And especially for impact, make sure you have a nonverbal safe word too, whether that be knocking, whether that be a certain kind of tapping, whether that be a bell that you ring or drop, a ball that you throw across the room, something.
We have to do a mini on that.
I shall write that down, dear pet.
Right. Thank you. And you know, the, like Coco kind of said before, discuss, you know, the implement, like what are you going to use, you know, and make sure that it fits what you're trying to do. You know, like I said, if they don't like paddles or they don't like hairbrushes, they're going to let you know. And hopefully you let them know.
Definitely. And if you haven't played with that instrument before, the implement, something really good to ask is it thuddy or stinky?
Mm-hmm.
And we will, in our next couple episodes, we'll define and talk more about thuddy and stinky and what that means. But you'll want to know if it's thuddy or stinky, because that's definitely different. And you'll want to know, you'll want to discuss with them that it's new to you and that you want to work into it. And even if this implement comes in the middle of your scene, you still want to start softer with it. Even if you were taking something super heavy already, super hard, start a little bit softer and then work up in the intensity in this new implement.
Great. It's baby steps, as you always definitely say, baby steps.
Definitely. In all things, baby steps. You also want to talk about the goal of the scene. Are you having a punishment, so it's not going to be super intense? Do you want a cathartic release? Do you want to see how much you can take? Do you want to know your pain tolerance? Do you just want to have fun? Do you want this to be foreplay? Do you want this to be non-sexual? Mm-hmm. What's the goal of the scene?
It's true. I mean, and we even talked about, you know, getting over, you know, maybe trauma or, you know, something that has happened or, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of things that happen to people, you know, with and without them knowing, you know, that caused them to do different things. So definitely it's definitely good to try and work through those things, definitely in a scene. So obviously go slow. But, yes. you know, that's how you can better yourself. Also, you know, boundaries, you know, if speak up about boundaries
and limits. If you don't talk about them, they're not, your partner's not going to know, and it's going to get crossed.
Oh my God. You're not lying. marks. This is one of those ones when I was first in the kink community. I got it, but I didn't get it. So I was like, you know, I felt like if I put marks on you, like I'm hurting you, or like, you know, somebody could notice, like, oh my God, like what happened to you, blah, blah, blah. So it kind of brings up like a weird situation. But as time went on, like it's kind of, marks are good. It leaves like a sign of ownership per se. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's something that whenever you touch it or whenever you tap it, it's kind of like a little remembrance or like a, hey.
I love to tuck my foot up under my bottom and sit right on the bruises, because it extends out, because Coco is a masochist. It extends out the pain. It's not as intense as the impact scene, but it's kind of like, oh, ouch, like poking a bruise. So, because that's what I'm doing, obviously.
but yeah. It's good.
Yeah, Edwin's right about it, though. Like, you want, when you're negotiating, when you're talking about marks, there's ways to do impact without leaving marks. Is it going to be a lighter scene? Absolutely. But if it's wintertime and you're about to go to on a tropical island adventure and you're going to be in a swimsuit 90% of the time, do you want to be explaining marks on your thighs? If you have a doctor's appointment coming up if you're someone with a vagina, you're going to an OBGYN appointment, do you want to explain marks on your thighs? those are things to think about and discuss beforehand. Do you want to play hard enough where the possibility of blood is coming out? So for whips, for example, whips are super stingy and they can definitely draw blood, either intentionally or just over a long enough period of time with enough impact strikes, it can draw blood. Are you okay with those marks?
Yeah, and certain crackers draw different, draw blood a little bit quicker than others.
It's true. It's true. So those are things to discuss about marks. Because I, just like Edwin, when I came into this, I was like, oh, they're marks, impact. You're going to get them, whatever. It's just what's going to happen. It didn't occur to me some of the things I just talked about. On that note, you want to do practice. As the top, please, please, please do practice. Pillows, stuffed animals, practice on something that is not human first. Agreed. Especially if you're going to do something with falls. So falls, for example, a flogger has falls. That's all of the strings that are coming out of it. A whip has falls. So anything that you don't have 100% control of as you strike with it, you're going to get, for floggers and wraps, floggers and whips, you're going to get what's called wrapping, where the very ends of the falls, the very tips of it will wrap around your body.
Yep.
Some people will tell you don't wrap at all, but honestly, I think the better understanding is know how far your tails are, how long your falls are, so you know how far it is wrapping. Because the reason people tell you not to wrap, or the reason wrapping can be so scary, is because as the falls, we'll use a flogger for example, as you strike with a flogger and it wraps around the body, those falls are going to crack and whip right around the body, and the impact on, you're doing the back and it goes around to your hip, where it's going to strike on the front on your hip is going to be like 10 times stronger than how hard you hit it on the back. So you want to have an understanding of how big your toy is and how much it could wrap if you hit here or there, and how hard it's going to hit.
Very true.
And then, go ahead.
If you got more on it, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say something Pua really likes to do, especially for people who are just entering into impact with her, is she has no problems drawing lines on her bodies to say, this is the green zone. This is where I want you to hit. Here, don't like that. She only likes certain parts of her bottom smacked. So she puts, okay, between here and here is fine, but anything out of those is not. So as you're graduating from pillows and stuffed animals to a human body, don't be afraid to do that. Don't be afraid to say, look, I've been practicing here. I've been doing this. But you know what? Body is a little different. We've got more curves. We've got more fat rolls. We've got more body, because it's a body, not a pillow. We've got more bones that things wrap differently. Things hit differently. Things strike differently. Things are different. So putting those lines is a really good guide.
No, agreed. Yeah, I mean, you always see the the GIF that kind of normally goes around the community, like the one that like shows all the body parts, like it's got like the little mannequin, but like it has the body parts in, you know, red, yellow, green.
Yes.
Yeah. So that is actually a really good idea. I almost want to steal it, but I'm not going to steal. I'm just going to call it Pua's outline or something like that. Or I don't know. We'll ask Pua for
an impact guideline.
Yeah, Pua's guidelines.
Yes.
Literal guidelines.
Yes.
Yeah. shout out Pua. We'll get with you soon.
Yes, definitely.
But also mix it up. Like you gotta switch it up sometimes.
Yeah.
I guess this one is more for temperature play. You know, you can warm things up, you know, through warm water, or you can throw it in the freezer.
Yes. And I mean, you can mix it up in other ways too. I just, As I was doing my research, an article mentioned putting it in the freezer. I'll link the article down below, but an article mentioned putting it in the freezer, putting toys in the freezer. I think they referenced floggers in this instance. And I went, oh, I want to try that. That sounds interesting. Because impact is impact. And sometimes it can get monotonous. So mix it up. Don't be afraid to mix it up. If it's working, what you're doing is working for you, that's fine too. But don't be afraid to mix it up.
Agreed.
So.
I guess people are going to need a second refrigerator or a deep freeze somewhere else in the house.
Just put it in a grocery bag. Nobody will know what it is.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Now we can talk about just don'ts of impact.
I know what you're going to say. This is my point. So I'll put it and I'll explain what I mean by it. Don't drink an impact in the beginning when you are first playing with somebody.
Okay.
Because when you drink, that is a blood thinner. Agreed. The way you will react, like your body will react to impact, is going to be different. So if you have played with someone for a long time, then you can decide if that's a step you want to take. But in the beginning, especially if you have not played with somebody before, do not drink before you do impact. That is a safety hazard. That is a safety issue because story time. I have a friend who had been with her top, been with this specific top for double digits, 10, 12 years. I don't exactly remember how long. They'd been together for a very long time. And the first time she drank before an impact scene, she ended up bursting a really big blood vessel, like bad enough that she had to go to the hospital.
Damn.
And it wasn't what they were expecting. They had done something they had played with these toys for multiple years. Same person, same toys, same top, same bottom. But she drank and she ended up in the hospital because of how her body reacted. So it is something to consider. And I would say, if you're going to drink an impact for the first time, have one of you be sober. Preferably the top in this instance, for the first time you play, because if you were like my friend, like her top needed to be sober to be able to take her to the hospital or at least call an ambulance.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And in the United States, it's cheaper to drive to the hospital than take an ambulance.
You're not lying.
Nobody wants to take a $2,000
trip. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, plus everything else, you know.
Yes. So she's fine now, but it did cause a lasting damage to her. She now can no longer do impact on her, I think it's her left thigh, because of what happened. And was it a freak accident? Yeah, I think it had to involve. I think it involved like a blood clot or something. I don't remember exactly what it is. It's her story. She'll tell it if I ever get her on here. Probably not. She doesn't like social media, but she likes it even less than I do. But still, that's why that's on there, because that really can cause a huge safety risk. So if you choose to drink an impact. Mm-hmm. I really hope that it's not your first time you play with this person or those implements or anything like that. And you understand that this is, like all things in kink, a very calculated risk.
Great.
So that's why that's on there. I know Edwin likes to drink, and I know he likes to be altered when he plays, but that's something he's aware of. And those are risks he has accepted and is willing to take. and that he discusses with his partner.
That's true. And I mean, I don't do anything like, if y'all know me, like,
I know don't go insane, but
yeah, I'll do impact, but like, I only do impact with certain people. Like, I have to honestly like know you before I'll do impact with you. Other than that, like, I'll be altered sometimes whenever like I'm doing rope. I mean, that's just pretty easy, but I'm usually a good judge of character when it comes to rope. But
also, drinking and doing rope can also cause issues. So again, it's a calculated risk that you're willing to take, and you have calculated that risk.
Very true.
So I know, and you're very picky about who you do impact with. I think we've only done it once, and it was like an eighth of a scene.
Yeah, true.
Well, I mean, we did it twice that night, but it was technically, yeah.
Yeah, we're bad. Okay. So, and you know, just kind of like
some other don'ts.
Yeah, right. Some other don'ts. Forget about consent. You know, forget about consent negotiations and any type of agreements. We'll
absolutely
we'll wrap that all in one there.
Yes. And don't forget that you cannot renegotiate adding in anything. They cannot, once you have agreed to things and started the scene, you cannot consent to adding anything else. Period. No ifs, ands, buts about it. If you wanted to try something and you forgot, oops, that sucks. Do another scene with them.
Okay. Agreed.
You cannot consent to add anything else once you have already negotiated and started the scene.
Even you if can, it looks interesting.
Exactly. You can take as much out as you want. That's totally okay. But adding in anything is not.
I agree with that. And also, just don't go full throttle. Just don't go 100 miles an hour. Like she's saying, like, you know, slow progressions, you know, and like she said, you know, take away rather than add, but in a, you know, dynamic add, but don't take away.
It's one of the few instances that's opposite. Yeah, it's there's a time and a place to go full throttle, but as you're learning impact and as you're getting into it and as you're playing with new people, no, that's not the place for it. Mm-hmm. So, and then the last one is that I have on here is just nowhere to strike. Don't strike the dangerous areas. Some big ones are kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
Directly on the spine,
mm-hmm.
the stomach,
mm-hmm.
and any place that is just really the bad kind of ouchie to somebody.
Yep.
For example, I have a really hard time with the front of my hips being hit. I have bad hips and the back feels really great, but as soon as you hit the front, I am hitting my knees and calling red. I can't do it. Mm. Whereas other people really enjoy it. So just be aware of what you're striking.
Agreed. Yeah, and just stay away from any type of organ, you know.
Yes.
In general, the neck as well. I don't think mm-hmm. that's one of the ones, and of course the face.
Face slapping is fun.
No, face slapping is fun, but you know, nothing like crazy. You know, don't try and take a bat to the face or anything. So
yes.
I'm just saying. Well, any final remarks? I guess we've kind of at the end here.
Yes. I am gonna go back to my trusty. Nobody else is gonna advocate for you, and I'm gonna change up a little bit. Nobody is gonna advocate for what you enjoy as much as you will. So don't forget to advocate for your safety, but advocate for what you want. Don't be afraid to say, yeah, I want to try that, or yeah, I thought I wanted to try that, but
no.
Don't be afraid of that. Give it a shot, enjoy it, relax, and have fun.
Period. I mean, I couldn't put it any better than that. Of course, you know, make sure that you and your partner have, you know, good chemistry on stuff like this. So you know, not everybody is made for impact. Let's be honest here.
Yes.
But not to say that you can't get at least good at one thing in impact. So You know, some people are very versatile. Some people, they just kind of stick to, you know, one thing. Some people stick to spanking. You know, some people just stick to, you know, floggers. Some people just stick to whips. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I feel like everybody has a place somewhere in each kink. It just depends on where.
Agreed. Agreed. And some people just do it for the fun of it, not really for anything intense. And that's okay, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we out here, and shout out to everybody at Whipnick. I'll have to tag them in here as well. But, you know, we have this thing here in Dallas where it's Whipnick, but you can basically throw whips at a park. And so, you know, it's nothing sexual. It's just kind of like a little hangout park thing. But, you know, they throw whips out there. So it's definitely fun to be able to do kink in public, but also without it being you know, anything weird or sexual. You know, yes. We're not hitting anybody in the park or anything, so there's no seeds going on.
Yes but, because not everybody at the park had consented to that, so that's why that's not happening.
But you'd be surprised, some people stop and watch.
it's super interesting.
Yeah, it's hilarious. So anyway, you know, we appreciate everybody.
Yes, that's our intro to the intro to our deep dive into Impact.
Yeah, man, it was short, but it was also long.
Yes, I think we did a little bit better about keeping it on track. Mm-hmm. So, but we thank you all for listening, and we will see you next week. Where we discuss either Fetty or Stinky. We haven't decided which. No. But thanks for listening to another episode of Dark Side Adventures.
Yeah, this is like I said, episode 2, and I guess we'll plug us in here.
Yes, I know, I was forgetting something.
Right, you gotta plug them in. All right, so if you're on Twitter, of course we're on there, so we're Dark S Adventures, of course, on Twitter. You can find us on Deezer, you can find us on Anchor, you can find us on Pandora, you can find us on, hold on, I know, I'm getting to it. You can find us on Podbean. You can find us on Apple Music. You can find us on Spotify. Yep. And
Amazon Music.
Oh, Amazon Music too. And yes. Of course, we're on Reddit. You know, Dark Side Adventures over there. Golly, we're just kind of everywhere right now. So, but you can find us literally on everything. And of course, if you have any questions, concerns, you want to send us any topics, any articles, that you want to talk about, you know, something that's kind of going on, or something. You can find us at our Dark Side Adventures at email. I am your host. Well, excuse me, we are your host. I can't leave you out. I am Edwin.
I'm Coco. This is some Dark Side Adventures Season 2. Adios.
Bye.